E.G. White to Burden, November 5th, 1909, B-140-09. Sanitarium, California, November 5th, 1909. Elder Burden, Loma Linda, California. Dear Brother Burden, some questions have been asked me regarding our relation to the laws governing medical practitioners. We need to move understandingly, for the enemy would be pleased to hedge up our work so that our physicians would have only a limited influence. Some men do not act in the fear of God, and they may seek to bring us into trouble by placing on our necks yokes that we could not consent to bear. We cannot submit to regulations if the sacrifice of principle is involved, for this would imperil the soul's salvation. But whenever we can comply with the law of the land without putting ourselves in a false position, we should do so. Wise laws have been framed in order to safeguard the people against the imposition of unqualified physicians. These laws we should respect, for we are ourselves by them protected from presumptuous pretenders. Should we manifest opposition to these requirements, it would tend to restrict the influence of our medical missionaries. We must carefully consider what is involved in these matters. If there are conditions to which we could not subscribe, we should endeavor to have these matters adjusted so that there would not be strong opposition against our physicians. The Savior bids us be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. The Lord is our leader and teacher. He charges us not to connect with those who do not acknowledge God. Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. Connect with those who honor God by keeping His commandments. If the recommendation goes forth from our people that our workers are to seek for success by acknowledging as essential the education which the world gives, we are virtually saying that the influence the world gives is superior to that which God gives. God will be dishonored by such a course. God has full knowledge of the faith and trust and confidence that His professed people have in His providence. Our workers are to become intelligent in regard to Christ's life and manner of working. The Lord will help those who desire to cooperate with Him as physicians, if they will become learners of Him how to work for the suffering. He will exercise His power through them for the healing of the sick. Intemperance and ungodliness are increasing everywhere. The work of temperance must begin in our own hearts, and the work of the physician must begin in an understanding of the works and teachings of the great physician. Christ left the courts of heaven that He might minister to the sick and suffering of earth. We must cooperate with the chief of physicians, walking in all humility of mind before Him. Then the Lord will bless our earnest efforts to relieve the suffering of humanity. It is not by the use of poisonous drugs that this will be done, but by the use of simple remedies. We should seek to correct false habits and practices and teach the lessons of self-denial. The indulgence of appetite is the greatest evil with which we have to contend. The truth brought to light by Christ teaches that humanity, through obedience to the truth as it is in Jesus, may realize power to overcome the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Through living faith in the merits of Christ, the soul may be converted and transformed into Christ-likeness. Angels of God will be by the side of those who, in humbleness of mind, learn daily the lessons taught by Christ.